You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM. It's Tuesday, and that must mean it's Anti-Noise Pollution League Day, where we highlight a restaurant that encourages not only incredible food, but civilized dining, and that the music isn't so thumping loud that you can barely hear across the table. And today, we are highlighting Greta Solomon's Dining Room, which is at 1118 Queen Street East in Leslieville. And we welcome to the program head chef Miriam Echeverria. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the restaurant, because what I understand, it is a very intimate restaurant.
Right. We are a small restaurant, like you said, only 28 seats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Very chic, very romantic. So it's special for the people that want to go there and have a great experience. You know, small places, there's usually, before you go there, you browse and you think that maybe tables are too close to each other, you won't have a chance to have a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the other way around for sure.
Really?
Yes.
And how many people do you accommodate at the restaurant?
Well, we have two sittings. Yes. So we are open only for dinner. The first sitting starts at 5:30, 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we usually have the second one around 8:30. Closes at 10 p.m. for service.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do sometimes 41 people. So it is not that crowd if you think about it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the menu.
The menu is a French restaurant, and we do French cuisine with a little bit of a chic touch as well. We use local ingredients. We are a seasonal restaurant as well. We try to bring whatever is on season. Right now, it's all about asparagus. So we are doing a bunch of specials with asparagus right now, but everything's inspired by French cuisine, of course.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a head chef, what are some of your responsibilities?
Pretty much everything. I mean, again, small restaurants, right? So when it comes to managing a kitchen, you get to deal with everything, starting with the food, of course, but interacting with customers as well, with the staff, getting in touch with the suppliers, and just make sure everything's always 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, as head chef, obviously, I'm sure you get to do a lot of experimentation before you settle on the final.
Yeah, of course. That's the fun part, actually.
That must be the fun part.
Yeah, and especially like the, you know, when you have, in Canada especially, limited ways to get fresh produces, you have to always find a way to know what is around and what to do with that ingredient, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's fun. I usually go there early. And I have an idea, you know, I start browsing online, get inspired, and I start doing the tasting, and something
that's
gotta
comes
like...
That's got to be the best part.
Yeah, of course. It's so funny because I'm always on social media, so I love to share whatever I'm doing. And
all my friends
are always text me, and it's like, oh, come on, if you're trying this, you should let me know. I'll go there. I would love to try it. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do.
And I'm sure you have to have a reservation to get there, to go.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
Always.
In that size especially.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So tell us why it is that you're a member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League.
Right. We believe that going out for dinner or going to have any meal, it has to be a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that involves the entire atmosphere in the restaurant, starting with the decoration.
Mm.
So the menu has to make sense too. The music is very important, right?
Right.
Because you don't want to go to a place if you have a special date. A place that is like too crowded and the food is not what you're expecting and the music is very loud that you can't even talk. And, you know, starting from that, I think it will ruin your entire experience. It doesn't matter if the food is good, but if the atmosphere of this place is not what you're expecting, it will ruin it for sure.
And it's very difficult to concentrate on the person you're with when there's so much noise blasting at you. Yeah.
Right. I have an experience before as a diner too, going to restaurants and you know what, also it matters who's beside you too, because even if the music is loud and they're having their own time and you're right beside there and no enjoying that, so it can be kind of difficult as well.
Absolutely.
The one thing I like to ask every person who comes in for this segment, and maybe it's difficult for you to answer, but what is the most popular item on your menu, would you say?
We have fresh bread, like every day. It's like a mini brioche style.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be the most popular.
Really?
And wine, of course.
Oh, well, That goes without saying.
Always in the menu is always the bread, fresh bread baked daily, and the list of wine. Those are the two most popular items. But besides that, we have dog confit and dog breast, so that is very popular, of course.
Now, as a chef, what's your favorite? What would you... Okay, say you walked into your own restaurant. What would you order?
I will order... First of all, I'm vegetarian.
Okay.
I have to say that.
All right. Wow, is that tough when you're working with like duck and things like that?
Not really though, because I mean, cooking is my passion.
Right.
So regardless of my style of life or what I prefer to eat, I have to try it, right? Because I want to make sure there's the right consistency, the right flavor. So regardless of my diet, I do try the stuff. Let's say if I wasn't vegetarian, I would totally eat the duck breast, for sure.
Yeah.
It's very tasty. And
you also have the strip loin as well, so...
Yes, that one is very popular as well. And yeah, I will choose those two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And you know what? Something funny that is very simple but so delicious is the chicken liver mousse.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, chicken liver mousse. Yeah. I die for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to come down and check yours out.
Please, come too.
I will. I want to thank you very much for dropping in today
and talking with us. Thank you.
We've been speaking to Head Chef Miriam Echeverria, and she is the head chef of Greta Solomon's Dining Room, the latest addition to our anti-noise pollution league, restaurants that promote casual conversation without the thumping music behind you so that you can enjoy your meal and enjoy your company. If you want to find out more about the anti-noise pollution league, go to our Facebook page.